soul of peace. It's only by your mercy I see. And our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, Al Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Failing to forgive, each moment is a gift from you to live. We're only here to tell the world about your grace until the day you take us all away. So we cry out your name. God of grace, Lord Most High,
Most High, Jesus Christ,
in Jesus Christ, we rely on your grace, Adonai.
Tous ces noms, El Shaddai,
Jehovah Jireh,
Jehovah Jireh,
all wound up in one name,
tous associés
the Lord
en
Jesus
nom,
Christ. So Seigneur we call Jesus. Upon His name.
Saints,
we do greet you in the name of the Lord
Nous
Jesus Christ.
Au nom du Seigneur Jésus Christ, et ce soir,
it's good to be in His house.
C'est bien d'être dans sa maison.
Do you want to welcome the visitors in our gates?
Nous voulons saluer les visiteurs parmi nous.
I know some have been here before.
Il y a d'autres qui ont déjà été ici avant.
It's nice to see Sharon.
Et c'est bien de voir
from
Sharon.
South Africa and Sharon from Zimbabwe as well.
Et le Sharon
nice
de Zimbabwe
to see
aussi.
Also see Tony and Donna.
Et de voir Tony et Donnie.
And their family, may the Lord bless them as
well.
And a special welcome to Brother Brian and Sister Carol.
Frère Brian.
It's been a while since they were here.
C'est un bon moment depuis qu'il était
so
ici.
Nice to see them again.
Et c'est bien de le
and
voir
tonight
encore.
We want to give Brother Brian liberty.
Nous voulons lui donner la liberté.
Whatever the Lord lays upon his heart.
Tout ce que le Seigneur place dans
to
son
deliver
cœur,
unto us the full
pour
counsel
donner,
of God.
Pour nous donner le plein conseil de Dieu.
And I think Brother Brian wants to sing a song with Sister Carol as well before that. So we're looking forward to that.
Chanson, je regardons à cela.
And may the Lord be praised. Let's bow our heads once more before we hand over to Brother Brian. Father, we just want to get ourselves out of the way upon this day, and I would believe that Brother Brian would desire the same. Amen. And each and every one of us would desire the same. Father, our thoughts, our opinions, Lord Jesus, just the human mind, to lay it aside. Father, that the mind of Christ may enter in. That, Father, you may minister to the soul, minister to the need. Father, we've been singing about El Shaddai. Father, how we desire to come unto the breasted one upon this night. Father, how we long to nurse strength from the strength giver. Father, how we need it in these kind of times. Father, so we look to thee. We ask of thee for mercy, ask of thee for grace. Bless your people, Father, and all that is said and all that is done. May you have the preeminence. May the name of Jesus be lifted above every other name. And Lord, at the end of the service, may you look down and say, it was good. Father, that is our desire. And we'll go from this place satisfied. So bless the remainder of this service. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Just hand over.
God bless you, everyone.
Que Dieu vous bénisse, tout le monde.
It's nice to be here again.
C'est bien d'être ici encore une fois.
And I really want to thank Brother Andrew for inviting me over.
Je vais remercier le frère Andrew de m'avoir invité.
And you know, it was such a privilege just sitting in the meeting and listening to the singing.
Et c'est un grand privilège de tenir dans la réunion et écouter les chansons.
I was saying to Tony earlier on.
Je disais Tony aujourd'hui.
You know that sometimes I get put in a little office and I never get to enjoy the song
fois,
service.
Et des fois, si tu es fermé dans le bureau, tu ne te réjouis pas des chansons.
You know, and I really love worship.
Et j'aime l'adoration.
You know, so I just really appreciated what we experienced here tonight.
Et j'ai apprécié l'expérience ce soir.
And you know, it's just lovely to be here.
Et j'aime d'être ici.
And I'm really grateful to have my family with me as well.
Je suis privilégié d'avoir ma famille aussi.
You know, and Tony and Donna, if you just meet them very, very welcome. And
Tony et
Lauren,
Donna, vous êtes le bienvenu avec les garçons.
And we've got Stan and we've got Elsie. Sorry. Yeah, so if you just make them very welcome.
Vous êtes les bienvenus.
Anyway, we're going to sing. Sister Carol, you want to come out and... we'll sing something for you. Just one of the songs we regularly sing back home. And we just want to share it with you if we could. In Christ Alone. Okay. Right. Praise the Lord. Just get my guitar. Where was my guitar? Oh, did you move it over there? Right. Plectrum's there. Good. Thank you. It's a nice big desk you've got here, isn't it? You know, I always disappear behind those things. If you don't see me, I'm probably down here.
This the power of Christ in me. The life's first cry, the final breath. Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no sting of man can ever pluck me from his hand. He returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I stand. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. To final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand.
Request here from Sister Carol, and we're going to be singing Days of Elijah. Right, that's your microphone, okay? Amen. You might know this one.
Jehovah, there's no God like Jehovah. There is no God like Jehovah. Behold, they come riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the prophet's call, lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes. So lift your voice. It's the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Amen. Talk about seated in heavenly places. Wow. Praise the Lord.
The Seigneur.
All right, so that was plugged in. I didn't realize that. Amen. Well, it's certainly good to be here again. As
c'est
I said.
Bien d'être ici encore une fois, comme je l'ai dit.
And it's nice to have a brother, Francois. God bless you, my brother. He's a great brother. Amen. So we're going to have a look at some scriptures tonight.
Nous allons regarder à certaines écritures aujourd'hui.
And you know, if we could turn up to the book of Hebrews.
Et si vous tournez dans le livre de Hébreux.
And we're going to be looking at chapter 4.
Nous allons regarder le chapitre 4.
And let's start from, let's see now. Verse 9. Right, well, I'll read first, you read after.
You follow me.
Yeah. Right, okay. Right, there remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. For he that is entered into his own rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labour therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not made, that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amen. Just continue. All right, okay then. Can I take my jacket off? Is that allowed? Good. Right, praise the Lord. Amen. Lord, we just ask you, God, just to bless your word at this time. And God, we're just after reading that your word is a discerner in of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And Lord, we're so blessed by it. And what we pray, God, tonight is that that word would just settle down deep into our hearts.
Amen.
Help us, God, just to understand the revelation behind it. Lord, let us not come doubting, but let us come, as the book of Hebrews tells us, with faith to believe.
Amen.
And we want to believe this word, Father. And we pray, God, as we look into these scriptures, I pray that you would reveal yourself through your word. And so we're committing ourselves unto you. We're committing this word into you, unto you. And we pray, God, that you would let us, Lord, just hear what the Spirit is saying to the church today. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated.
You
know, so what we were reading here was that the word of God is quick.
La parole de Dieu que nous avons lu, c'est vivifiant.
Now, it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword.
C'est plus qu'une épée à double tranchant.
It's piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit.
Et ça divise même le moelle.
In other words, this is something which can penetrate the heart.
C'est quelque chose qui pénètre dans le cœur.
And it can tell the difference between, you know, your thoughts.
Et peut dire la différence entre tes pensées.
You know, and what's really, you know, what really God has placed in your heart. It can tell the difference.
Dieu a réellement parlé, a placé dans votre cœur.
And it says it's divides between the soul and the spirit.
Et ça divise l'âme et l'esprit.
And you know, when we read the scripture.
Et quand nous avons lu l'écriture.
You know, we find out a lot about the word of God.
Et nous avons trouvé plus de la parole de Dieu.
You know, and what we find is, and what we find is that, you know, we find out what God, You know that God uses His word.
Nous avons vu que Dieu utilise sa parole.
He uses His word to speak to His people.
Il utilise sa parole pour parler aux gens.
And it also tells us a bit about what He knows about us.
Et il nous dit ce qu'il connaît à propos de nous.
You know, sometimes we tend to say one thing and think another.
Et des fois, nous essayons de dire autre chose et penser à autre chose.
And what the scripture tells us is that God actually knows the difference.
Et l'écriture nous dit que Dieu connaît réellement la différence.
And He actually knows everything about us.
Et il connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
Oh, you know, my goodness, it would be scary if there was actually a person in here that knew everything about us.
Vous pouvez dire que vous êtes sérieux, la personne que vous n'avez jamais pensé ici.
But what we find is that God knows everything about us.
Et c'est que nous trouvons que Dieu connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
And if I was going to give this a title tonight, I would
say nous allons donner un titre ce soir,
that what God knows.
Et c'est que Dieu connaît.
And we're going to talk about what God knows about us.
Et nous allons parler de ce que Dieu connaît à propos de nous.
And He knows a lot about us.
Il connaît beaucoup de choses à propos de nous.
Now, let's have a look at what we know about God first of all.
Et regardons d'abord ce que nous connaissons de Dieu.
Now, He says that the word of God is quick.
Et la parole de Dieu est vivifiante.
Now, when He says that it's quick, He means that it's living.
Et quand il dit que c'est vivifiant, ça veut dire que c'est vivant.
You know, there's a big difference between the words and the word.
Et c'est une différence entre la parole.
There's a big difference between the logos and the rhema.
Et c'est différent entre les logos et le rhema.
You know, there's two words in the Greek, you know, which describe words.
Et c'est deux mots grecs qui décrivent la parole.
And one's rhema.
Et l'un, ce rhema.
And that's just the words that you speak.
C'est juste la parole que tu parles.
You know, if I say to my wife,
et si je dis à ma femme,
you know, I say, you know, Sister Carol, can you go out to the car and I want you to pick up that box?
Est-ce que tu peux aller et prendre cette boîte?
And you know, anyone listening would hear the rhema.
Et tous qui écoutent cela vont écouter le rhema.
But there would be one person here that would get the logos.
Mais il y a une seule personne qui va prendre le logo.
Because that other word logos means the concept behind the idea.
Le logo, c'est concept, l'idée derrière la parole.
See, and when we look at the word of God,
et quand nous regardons à la parole de Dieu,
the word that He uses is logos.
La parole qui a été utilisée, c'est le logo.
It's the concept behind the idea.
Et qui est le conseil derrière la pensée.
And what He says about that word is that it's a living word.
Et ce qu'il dit de cette parole, c'est une parole vivante.
Oh, praise God, when we get to the book of John,
et quand vous arrivez dans le livre de Jean,
we're actually told that the word was made flesh.
Et cela dit que la parole a été faite chair.
In other words, all that the prophets had spoken about throughout the years.
Autrement dit, tout ce que les prophètes ont parlé pendant des années.
You know, Isaiah 500 years beforehand was speaking about Christ.
Isaïe 500 ans avant, il parlait de Christ.
And David in the Psalms was speaking about Christ.
Et David dans les psaumes, il a parlé de Christ.
And then we find that the words that they were speaking,
et nous trouvons que les paroles qu'ils ont parlé,
they became flesh.
Et cette parole devenue chair.
You know, there's a spiritual principle going on here.
Il y a le principe spirituel qui va ici.
You know, I'm not up here just preaching the word just for the sake of you hearing
et
something
je ne suis
nice.
Pas ici pour prêcher la parole juste pour que vous sentez quelque chose de bien.
I come here with the same message as Paul.
Je suis venu ici avec le même message que Paul.
That Christ might be formed in you.
Et que le Christ peut être formé à vous.
He said that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word
et
of God.
La foi vient de ce que l'on entend et ce que l'on entend vient de la parole de Dieu.
And when you hear that word of God, you become that word.
Et quand vous entendez cette parole, vous devenez cette parole.
Oh, every one of us, you know, we are what we eat.
Et nous sommes ce que nous mangeons, tout et chacun de nous.
Whatever you eat, that's what you become.
Tout ce que vous mangez, c'est tout ce que vous deviendrez.
You know, if you eat vegetables, well, you know.
Si vous mangez des végétables,
then you'll always be a little bit thin, skinny.
Vous serez un peu toujours mince.
You know, it depends on what you're feeding off of.
Ça dépend de ce que vous êtes en train de manger.
And you become what you're feeding off of.
Et vous devenez ce que vous êtes en train de manger.
See, and when we're feeding upon the word of God,
et si vous vous nourrissez de la parole de Dieu,
there's only one thing that it can bring forth.
Et c'est la seule chose que vous pouvez faire sortir.
And that's Christ.
Et c'est Christ.
It brings forth Christ in us.
Et vous allez affronter Christ.
That's why Paul says it's Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Et Paul dit que Christ en nous, c'est l'espoir de la gloire.
So he wants to form Christ in us.
Et il veut former Christ en nous.
And he says that that word is a living word.
Et c'est une parole vivante, ce qu'il a.
Do you know that the word of God is something that you can feed off of?
Et la parole de Dieu, c'est quelque chose que pouvez vous nourrir.
You can actually feed on this word.
Et tu peux vous nourrir de cette parole.
And that word will change you from the inside out.
Et cette parole va vous changer de l'intérieur à l'extérieur.
You know, that's what natural food does. It changes you from the inside out.
Et la nourriture naturel ne te change pas de l'extérieur.
And we want to be changed.
Nous voulons être changés.
Yeah. You know, and it says here that there is not any creature that is not made manifest in his sight.
Il n'y a aucune créature qui a été rendue manifeste.
But all things are naked before him.
Et toutes choses sont nues devant Dieu.
Our lives are like a book that sits before the throne.
Et nos vies, c'est comme le livre qui se tient devant le trône.
He knows our beginning, he also knows our end.
Il connaît notre commencement et notre fin.
He knows everything about us.
Il connaît tout à propos de nous.
And you know that he also knows when you go through a trial.
Il connaît aussi quand tu traverses les épreuves.
You know, some of us are so sad when we go through trials.
Quelques-uns d'entre nous sommes trop tristes quand nous traversons les épreuves.
It's as if something, you know, absolutely terrible has happened to
us. Comme si c'était quelque chose de terrible qui s'est passé à nous.
But you know that God knows that you've went through that trial.
Et vous savez que Dieu connaît que vous êtes en train de traverser cette épreuve là.
When a sickness comes upon you.
Et quand la maladie vient sur vous.
You know, the difference between a Christian and an unbeliever.
La différence entre un chrétien et non chrétien.
Is that the trial brings out Christ in the believer.
Et c'est parce que l'épreuve va faire sortir Christ dans la vie des croyants.
See, and that's what this word, this is why this word is a quick word.
Et c'est pourquoi cette parole est une parole vivifiante.
It's a living word.
Et c'est une parole vivante.
So no matter what knocks and what trials come to us,
importe ce qui frappe et quand les épreuves viennent,
it always has the desired effect of Christ being formed in us.
Ça a toujours été le désir que la foi de Christ soit formée en nous.
And this is something that we know about his word.
C'est quelque chose que nous connaissons à propos
so
de
it's
parole.
Powerful.
Et c'est puissante.
And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Ça discerne les pensées du cœur et les pensées et les intentions du cœur.
You know, and God knows everything about us.
Dieu connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
And he also knows everything about his power.
Et il connaît toutes choses à propos de sa puissance.
God knows what he can do with his word.
Et il connaît ce qu'il peut faire avec sa parole.
And he knows that his word is powerful.
Et il connaît que sa parole est impuissante.
We would love a life of ease, wouldn't we?
Et nous aimons une vie de facilité.
You know, where God just comes down and gives us everything that we want.
Quand Dieu descend, il nous donne tout ce que nous avons besoin.
Anybody that's got a bit of maturity knows that life isn't like that.
Et tout celui qui a dépassé la maturité connaît que non, la vie n'est pas comme ça.
You know, but the thing is that what God is trying to do is God is trying to squeeze Christ out of you.
Et ce que Dieu essaie, il essaie de faire sortir Christ en nous.
He wants a people who will love him unconditionally.
Il veut que les gens qui vont lui aimer.
Because he loves us unconditionally.
Et c'est parce qu'il nous a aimés avec un amour inconditionnel.
See, and you know, he has the power to redeem us as sons and daughters.
Il a la puissance de pouvoir nous racheter comme ses filles et ses fils.
You know, and one of the wonderful things about, you know, that we know about God.
Une chose que nous connaissons à propos de Dieu.
Is that God, as he knows everything.
Dieu, comme il connaît toutes choses.
He has actually seen our lives even before the foundation of the world. He already knew.
Il a déjà vu nos vies même avant la fondation du monde. Il nous a connus.
You know, I'm not talking about pre-existence. I didn't pre-exist.
De la pré-existence.
I'm not talking about that, but what
je
I'm talking
parle pas à propos de cela.
I was in his thoughts.
C'est que je parle, j'étais dans
and,
ses pensées.
And he knew who I was.
Et il connaissait ce que j'étais.
He knew my name.
Il connaissait mon nom.
And you know, when I come to this place, this is the manifestation time.
Quand je suis venu dans cette place, c'est une place de manifestation.
And I believe that the sons of God of every age manifest Christ.
Et je crois que les fils de Dieu de chaque âge manifestent Christ.
See, so we manifest Christ for our age.
Nous manifestons Christ dans notre âge.
See, so we were in his thoughts before the foundation of the world.
Et avant la fondation du monde.
And you know, I was reading where Brother Branham was saying something.
J'étais en train de lire là où le frère Branham dit quelque
and
chose.
He was talking about us walking into eternity.
Il était en train de parler de marcher vers l'éternité.
You know, I always say that this life that we live here.
Et c'est la vie que nous sommes en train de vivre ici.
It's just a little snapshot.
Et c'est
snapshot.
C'est juste une photo.
Yeah, just a little photo.
C'est juste une photo.
You know, you take it in an instant.
Vous prenez une photo.
I just took a couple of photographs there earlier on.
Et je pris quelques photos ici.
And it was an instant.
Et il y avait un instant.
And you know, everything that we see here just now is just a little snapshot.
Et tout ce que nous voyons ici, c'est juste une petite photo.
See, and when you take what we are experiencing here,
et l'expérience que nous expérimentons ici,
and we place that in eternity,
et quand nous plaçons cela dans l'éternité,
that's like taking a little drip of water and placing it into the ocean.
Et c'est prendre un petit goût d'eau et mettre dans l'océan.
You know, and I thank God that we've got eternity to share with one another.
Dans l'éternité.
You know, sometimes I don't see Brother Andrew as often as I should do. But I'm sure I can spend 1,000 years with Brother Andrew one of these days. And I won't be encroaching in his time. See, because we'll be in eternity. See, and what Brother Branham said in perfect faith, he asks a question.
Il a répondu une question.
He says, are we going to walk into eternity?
Est-ce que nous allons marcher vers l'éternité?
He says, like it was in the days of Noah, with 8 souls saved.
Dans les jours de Noé, où 8 hommes ont été sauvés.
He says, we're going to come like Lot. He says, 3 out of Sodom.
Et nous allons sortir comme Lot, 3 hors de Sodome.
He says, or are we going to come like John the Baptist with 6 believers?
Et nous allons sortir comme Jean Baptiste avec 6 croyants.
He says, let us believe. For his works is perfect.
Et nous devons croire que ses œuvres sont parfaites.
It says they're manifested daily and perfectly before us.
Et cela se manifeste quotidiennement et parfaitement devant nous.
Showing that he is the words.
Montrant que lui, il est la parole.
And he quotes the scripture saying the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
C'est parce que la parole, les écritures disent que la parole de Dieu est puissante qui n'est pas tranchante.
It's even a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Cela discerne les pensées et les intentions du cœur.
Says think of that.
Pensez à propos de cela.
It says the word of God is that a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
La parole de Dieu discerne les intentions.
It's dividing between the soul and the spirit.
Et il divise l'esprit et l'âme.
You know the world today tells us to follow our heart.
Et la parole de Dieu nous dit ce qui est dans le cœur.
Do you know that the word of God doesn't tell you to follow your heart? The word of God does not tell you to follow your heart.
La parole de Dieu ne vous dit pas de tomber dans votre cœur.
The word of God tells you that your heart should follow the Lord.
Et la parole de Dieu vous dit que votre cœur devrait suivre le Seigneur.
You know, there's so much of, you know, follow your heart. The word of God says that your heart is deceitful.
De suivre votre cœur. La parole de Dieu dit que votre cœur est un séduisant.
See, so I don't follow my heart, I follow the word.
Amen. Je ne suis pas mon cœur, je suis la parole.
See, and you know, and it says that the word, you know, is operating in human flesh.
La parole qui est en train d'opérer dans la chair humaine.
It says that the word was made flesh.
La parole a été faite chair.
And it says that it's, you know, by material signs and scriptural signs.
Par les signes scripturels.
And it says it's to bring you to a perfect faith for a perfect rapture.
Pour vous amener à une foi parfaite, à un enlèvement parfait.
You know, I trust that when you're listening to the word of God,
you fait confiance à la parole de Dieu,
that Christ has been formed in you.
Christ a été formé à vous.
Because the end of all this,
parce que la fin de ceci,
is to be taken into his presence.
Et c'est d'être amené dans sa présence.
You know, and whether I'm dead or whether I'm alive, I'm still going to go into his presence.
Si je suis vivant ou mort, je serai toujours vivant.
The scripture says that we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air.
Nous qui sommes vivants, nous serons pris et pour lui rencontrer.
And I tell you that if it's not this watch, it'll be the next watch.
Si ce n'est pas maintenant, ça sera prochainement.
Yeah, but the main thing is that we get ready.
La chose principale est que nous soyons prêts.
And that's why it's so important to feed upon the word.
Et c'est pourquoi il est très important de te nourrir de la parole.
Because when you feed upon the word, you become like Christ.
Et quand vous vous nourrissez de la parole, vous devenez comme Christ.
You might not understand all these scriptures.
Je peux ne pas comprendre toutes ces écritures.
You know, you might not understand all the big teachings and doctrines of the Bible.
Tu peux ne pas comprendre les grands enseignements et les grandes doctrines de la Bible.
But what we're talking about here is getting to know Christ.
Mais ce que nous parlons ici, c'est de connaître Christ.
Because when you know Jesus, it changes everything.
Jésus, cela change toute chose.
You know, we don't focus around doctrines and teachings.
On ne se focalise pas sur les enseignements et les doctrines.
I really believe that this message is to point us to Christ.
Et je crois bien que ce message est de nous amener à Christ.
See, and if you gain Christ, you gain everything.
Et si vous avez Christ, vous avez toutes choses.
Now, I could say, well, you know, let's talk about the Queen of Great Britain.
Parlons de la reine d'Angleterre.
You know, I could say, well, you know, I know everything about the Queen.
Je peux dire que je connais tout à propos de la reine.
You know, I've got coins with her head on it.
J'ai des pièces avec sa tête là.
You know, I've seen the stamps.
Je vis sa,
with her head on it.
Avec sa tête sur le cachet.
I've read some books on her.
J'ai lu des livres à propos d'elle.
You know, I've read the newspaper reports.
J'ai lu des journaux et des rapports. À propos d'elle.
You know, and I could say, well, I know the Queen.
Je peux dire que je connais la reine.
But that's not the important thing.
Ça, ce n'est pas la chose importante.
Does the Queen know me?
La chose importante, est-ce que la
that's
reine
the important thing.
Ça, c'est la chose la plus importante.
You know, so I just make my way down to Buckingham Palace.
Je peux aller dans la cour royale.
And I go knocking on the gates.
Je vais frapper à la porte.
And say, I'm here to see you, madame.
Je viens ici te voir, madame.
And do you think I would be received?
Est-ce que vous pensez que je serai reçu?
See, there's a big difference between reading about something.
Il y a une grande différence de lire à propos de quelque chose.
And knowing someone.
Et connaître quelqu'un.
And I tell you that there are some people who know the doctrines of the message inside out.
Et les autres qui connaissent les doctrines du message du début à la fin.
But that was not why the message was sent.
Et ça, ce n'était pas la raison que le message a été envoyé.
The message was sent to introduce us to Christ.
Le message a été envoyé pour nous introduire à Christ.
See, unless you know Christ, you know nothing.
Et à moins que vous connaissez Christ, vous ne connaissez rien.
See, and that's one thing that we should know about God.
C'est la seule chose que nous devrions savoir.
We should know the person.
On devrait connaître la personne.
Because when you know the person, it changes everything.
Quand vous connaissez la personne, ça change toute chose.
I used to go along to church many years ago.
J'allais dans l'église plusieurs années.
I wasn't a Christian.
Je n'étais pas un chrétien.
And I went there to cause disruption.
Et j'étais là pour aller causer des distractions.
I was only a 14-year-old boy at the time.
J'étais âgé de 14 ans.
And I thought I would cause some havoc.
Je pensais que je vais causer beaucoup de dégâts.
And you know, the thing is that, you know, the more that I got around these people,
plus que j'allais avec ces gens,
I found that it wasn't just, you know, a little church club.
Et ce n'était pas juste un club.
I found that at the center of this, there was Christ.
J'ai trouvé qu'au centre de ceci, il y avait un Christ.
And that was the one thing that I could never get my head around.
Et ça, c'est la seule chose que je ne pouvais pas mettre ma tête sur.
But when I accepted Jesus Christ, everything changed.
Quand j'ai accepté Jésus-Christ, toutes choses ont changé.
You know, and just coming into the message, that never changed anything.
Et quand je suis venu dans le message, cela n'a rien changé.
Meeting Christ is everything.
Et rencontrer Christ, c'est... Ça veut dire toute chose.
I even went along to a church.
Je suis allé loin dans une église.
And they says, well, you weren't a Christian until you came to me.
Vous êtes chrétien, vous êtes venu à moi.
And I says, well, you know, I says, I don't know about that. I says, all I know is that I met Christ.
Je ne connais pas cela, mais c'est que je connais que
I might not know your doctrine and your teaching.
Je ne peux pas connaître tes doctrines et tes enseignements.
You know, but I've met the one that wrote the doctrine and the teaching.
J'ai rencontré celui qui a écrit les doctrines et les enseignements.
See, so we must know something.
Nous devons connaître quelque chose.
And unless you know Christ, you know nothing.
Et néanmoins que vous connaissez Christ, vous ne connaissez rien du tout.
And so, you know, we also read where Brother Branham speaks about what God knows.
Nous lisons aussi là où le frère Branham a dit ce que Dieu connaît.
And he says in Hebrews, you know, his message on Hebrews.
Dans le message, le série des Hébreux.
He says that God knows everything.
Dieu connaît toutes choses.
And you know that, you know, that's one thing that is undisputable. God knows everything.
Et c'est quelque chose indiscutable. Dieu connaît toutes choses.
And he says he knows whether you really mean your confession or not.
Il connaît si vous voulez, vous avez faim réellement une confession ou pas.
Now I know exactly what he's talking about.
Je connais exactement ce qu'il est en train de parler.
You know, I've taken dry sinners down to the pool for baptism.
J'ai pris des gens dans les eaux du baptême.
And they've come up wet sinners. You know, because God knows whether your confession is genuine.
Et parce que Dieu connaît si votre confession est véritable.
And you know that I've been fooled many, many times.
Et j'ai été trompé plusieurs fois.
You know, I can be fooled like anybody.
Et je peux être trompé comme tout le monde.
But you cannot fool God.
Amen. Mais tu peux pas tromper Dieu.
Because he knows everything.
C'est parce qu'il connaît toutes choses.
See, when you come before God, you must believe that He is.
Et quand vous venez devant Dieu, vous devez croire qu'il est.
And that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him.
Il est le rémunérateur de ceux qui lui cherchent.
See, because you cannot hide anything from Him.
Parce que tu ne peux rien cacher devant Dieu.
And it says He knows. He says whether you really mean or you know that confession.
Est-ce que vous voulez réellement dire de cette confession?
He says, whether you mean you believe him, he says, and are saved and accepted him.
Est-ce que vous avez vraiment crié et vous êtes sauvé, vous l'avez accepté?
And also, if you're dead to the world and alive to Christ, he knows that.
Est-ce que vous êtes mort pour les choses du monde? Et sinon, il connaît tout cela.
See, so we must realize that God knows everything about us.
Nous devons comprendre que Dieu connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
And you know that God, you know, records everything.
Et Dieu enregistre toutes choses.
See, just to show you that God knows everything.
Et pour te montrer que Dieu connaît toutes choses.
You know, the scientists, you know, talk about what they call stone tape theory.
Les scientifiques parlent stone à propos de ce qu'ils appellent la pierre, l'enregistrement d'une pierre. La pierre théorique.
They talk about stone tape theory, where everything is recorded.
Et là où toute chose est enregistrée.
You know, they've got scientific instruments.
Et ils ont des instruments scientifiques. Hein?
And they can actually hear things from many, many years ago in the walls.
Et ils peuvent attendre des choses de plusieurs années.
You know, it's a little bit like this.
Et ici, nous prenons comme ça.
You take a stone and you drop it into a pool of water.
Vous prenez une pierre et vous mettez dans votre verre d'eau.
And when it goes into the water, the ripple effect begins.
Et quand c'est l'avant, il y a le mouvement qui se passe.
And you know that what the scientists say.
Et qu'est-ce que le scientiste dit?
Is that that ripple effect never ends.
Et quand cela n'a jamais plu.
It just goes right on and round and on. It goes right round the world.
Juste faire des mouvements et des mouvements.
Because that ripple effect, once the energy is released,
c'est parce qu'il y a une énergie qui sort de
it just continues and continues and continues.
Et ça continue et ça continue.
And you know that man, you know, his journey in recording.
Et l'homme enregistre cela.
You know, he started off with wall paintings.
Il a commencé à peindre le mur.
Then he went on to the stone tablet.
Et il est allé dans une tablette de pierre.
And then he went on to the paper and the vinyl record.
Et il est allé dans le papier.
The magnetic tape.
L'aimant, le bande magnétique.
And then he begins to record with laser light.
Et il a commencé à enregistrer cela.
And you can see how it's advancing and advancing.
Et comment vous voyez le développement et comment cela se développe.
And remember that God is light.
Dieu est la lumière.
And you know that everything that we do here is recorded.
Tout ce que nous faisons ici est enregistré.
You know, people talk about the day of judgment as if, well, this will never happen.
Les gens parlent du jour du jugement comme cela ne va jamais se passer.
You know, it's only in this day that even the scientists are telling that everything is recorded.
Même le scientiste nous dit que les scientifiques et que toute chose est enregistrée.
You know, and one of the amazing things about this is that it tells me that we are at the end time.
La chose étonnante, cela nous dit que nous sommes au temps de la fin.
See, because everything is recorded.
C'est parce que toute chose est enregistrée.
You know, Brother Branham said in the prayer line.
Le frère Branham dit dans la ligne de prière.
He says he's got that whole tape recording from the time that you were born.
Il lance ces bandes enregistrées du moment où tu étais né.
And he says, and if he wants to, he says he can show it to me.
Et si vous voulez cela, il va vous montrer.
He says it's up to him.
Et ça dépend de lui.
You know, and sometimes, you know, there were some amazing things that happened on the platform. You know, Brother Branham would be praying for someone. And God would give him a vision. And it would take them right back into their childhood. And it would say, no, I remember. He says, what's happening here is, you came across a place and a dog came out. And it says, and since that time, you've always had that nervous condition.
Et depuis ce temps-là, vous avez cette condition de nervosité.
And it could tell people's names and addresses and even the, you know, the long numbers of their house number.
Les adresses, même le numéro de la maison.
See, because everything is recorded.
C'est parce que toute chose est enregistrée.
See, God records everything.
Dieu enregistre toute chose.
And God knows all things.
Et Dieu connaît toute chose.
See, he knows all things.
Il connaît toutes choses.
You know, I was reading a scripture which is Psalm 139. Perhaps we could turn to that one.
Si on peut tourner dans cette écriture, Psalm 139.
And you know, in this we find that David was overwhelmed by God's presence.
Que David a été écrasé par la présence de Dieu.
You know, sometimes I'm overwhelmed by God's presence.
Et de fois, je suis écrasé par la présence de Dieu.
You know, when I first came to the Lord,
quand je suis venu premièrement au Seigneur,
you know, this for me was a great awakening.
C'était un grand réveil pour moi.
Because all of a sudden I began to realize that there was more than just me here.
Et parce que j'ai commencé subitement à comprendre que c'est plus que moi ici.
I began to realize that there was a God who knew everything about me.
J'ai commencé à comprendre qu'il y a un Dieu qui connaît toutes choses à propos de moi.
All the things in my life that I used to want to hide.
Toutes choses que j'ai cachées dans ma vie.
I began to realize that there's no need to hide them anymore.
J'ai commencé à comprendre que c'est n'a plus besoin de cacher cela.
You know, God forgave me of my sins.
Et que Dieu me pardonne de mes péchés.
He made me a new creature in Christ Jesus.
Et être une nouvelle créature en Jésus-Christ.
You know, and just knowing that God knows everything, it changed my whole life.
Dieu connaît toutes choses, ça a changé ma vie complètement.
You know, and David said in the psalm.
Et David a dit dans le psaume.
He says, "O Lord, he says, Thou hast searched me and known me." He says, "Thou knowest my sitting down and my rising up, or my uprising." He says, "And thou understands my thoughts afar off." No, just think about that. That is the great God that he served.
C'est le grand Dieu qu'il sert.
He knew everything about him.
Il connaissait toutes choses à propos de lui.
He says, "Thou compassest my path." He says, "And my lying down that are acquainted with all my ways." There is not a word in my tongue.
Il n'y a même pas une parole dans ma langue.
You know, sometimes you think we're going to say something clever.
Et vous pensez que je vais dire quelque chose de sage.
But David said, he says he knows every word in my tongue.
Il connaît toute parole qui sort de la
langue. Everything. He knows what you're. He knows what you're going to say.
Et il connaît ce que tu vas dire.
And it says here, he says, "But thou," he says, "O Lord," he says, "thou knowest it all together."
Ô Éternel, tu les connais entièrement.
He says, "Thou hast beset behind and before."
Et tu m'entoures par derrière et par devant.
He says, "And laid thine hand upon me."
Et tu mets ta main sur moi.
And then he begins to break down.
Et il a commencé maintenant à briser.
And he says, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me."
Et une science est aussi merveilleuse et au-dessus de ma portée.
Now this is a man about, you know, I don't know, 1,500 years ago, whatever, you know, it's maybe 2,000 years ago, maybe more than that, yeah. Yeah, much more than that. But he is beginning to realize that such knowledge is too wonderful for me. And he says, "It is high, I cannot attain it."
Au-dessus de ma portée, je ne peux pas l'atteindre.
Then he begins to say, he says, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? And whither shall I flee from thy presence?" In other words, there's no escape.
Il n'a pas aucun chemin de s'éloigner.
And he says, "And if I ascend up to heaven," he says, "thou art there."
Si je monte au ciel, tes yeux sont là.
And he says, "And if I make my bed in hell," he says, "behold, thou art there."
Si je me couche, ces jours de mort, tu es le voilà.
He says, "If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me."
Là où aussi ta main me conduira, et ta droite me saisira.
And so what we find is that God knows all things.
C'est que nous trouvons ici que Dieu connaît toutes choses.
This is what God knows, everything.
Dieu connaît toutes choses.
See, he knows everything about us.
Il connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
And you know that God knows all things and he is what we call omniscient.
Et c'est que nous appelons omniscient.
Now, omniscience means omniscient all knowing.
Et que c'est lui qui connaît toutes choses.
And that's what God is, all knowing.
Et Dieu connaît toutes choses.
And you know, we always say that, you know, that the puzzle, you know, is that he is omnipresent.
Et nous disons toujours qu'il est omniprésent.
That means that God is always there.
Dieu a toujours été là.
Well, the reason that God can be omnipresent is because he is omniscient.
Et la raison qu'il peut être omniprésent, c'est parce qu'il est omniscient.
I don't want you to get too caught up with these things. But I'm going to give you more. So, you know, and you know what, Brother Branham, he was speaking about the attributes of God. And you know, and he mentions in this sort of line. And he says, and we would see Jesus. It says, how many believes that God is infinite, omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient? Of course, he's just asking the question, and the congregation goes, amen. Right, we know about that. Praise the Lord. You know, and he says, he is God. He says, therefore, his first decision on anything has to remain the same.
Lui, comme Dieu, sa première décision doit demeurer la même.
Because his decisions would be perfect.
Parce que ses décisions sont parfaites, amen.
Because he cannot do anything but perfection.
Mais il ne peut rien faire que la perfection.
That's all he is, perfection.
Et c'est ce que lui, il est, la perfection.
It says he can never change.
Il ne peut pas changer.
It says now, it says here's where our hopes is built on the word.
Et notre espoir est basé sur la parole.
Hey, do you know that there's something here that never changes?
Il y a quelque chose ici qui ne change pas.
Do you know that he is the same yesterday, today,
il est le
and forever?
Même hier, aujourd'hui et pour toujours.
This word of God never changes.
La parole de Dieu ne change pas.
You know, some scriptures are so embarrassing. I'm talking about not the Bible.
D'autres écritures sont embarrassantes. Je ne parle pas de la Bible.
They're so embarrassing that people have to change them over the years.
D'autres écritures, les gens doivent les changer chaque année.
You know, I've read some scriptures, you know, they've... You know, when they were talking about Jesus being born. And it was so embarrassing the way that they portrayed Jesus.
C'était embarrassant la façon dont ils ont montré Jésus.
One of these ancient manuscripts.
C'est un des écritures anciennes.
No, that they had to change it.
Il doit changer cela.
When you find that people change things.
Et quand vous voyez les gens en train de changer les choses.
But the beauty of the word is that it never changes.
La parole ne change pas.
See, when God makes a prophecy, he sticks with it.
La prophétie, il reste avec cela.
You know, if you were buying a car off of someone,
si vous êtes en train d'acheter la voiture de quelqu'un,
you would want to make sure that they stick to the agreement.
Vous voulez être sûr qu'il va tenir à son, you know, à ses paroles.
Because if they tell you that car is £1,000,
si te dit que sa voiture c'est 1000 pounds,
and then after that they tell you, well, I actually want £1,200 for
et
it.
Après, il va te dire que j'ai besoin de 1200.
There's something wrong because they've changed the agreement.
Il y a quelque chose qui ne va pas, c'est parce qu'il change ses paroles.
But this never changes. It stays the same.
Amen.
It always stays the same.
Et ça reste toujours la même.
You know, and that's one of the wonderful things about the Word of God. It never changes.
C'est l'une des choses merveilleuses à propos de la parole
de Dieu. It says, He is perfection. He is perfection. He can never change.
Il est la perfection. Il ne peut jamais changer.
It says, and here's, it says, where our hopes is built on the Word.
Et là où notre espoir est basé, c'est sur la parole.
No, I don't trust my feelings.
Je ne fais pas confiance à mes sentiments.
I don't trust the arm of flesh.
Je ne fais pas confiance aux armes de la chair.
I don't trust education or politics.
Je ne fais pas confiance à l'éducation et à la politique.
I trust the word because I can see it coming to pass.
Je fais confiance à la parole parce que je peux le voir s'accomplir.
And even world events, you know, the newspapers have got to testify to the Bible being correct.
Même les journaux doivent témoigner que la Bible est correcte.
Sky News has got to proclaim that the Bible is correct.
Les, les, le Sky News va dire que la Bible est incorrecte.
They think that it's news.
Ces choses qui sont des infos.
I call it prophecy.
Et j'appelle ceci la prophétie.
You know, I'm seeing the signs of the times.
Je vis les signes du temps.
They're beginning to unfold.
Ils ont commencé à se dévoiler.
I'm seeing the earthquakes. I'm seeing the terrible wars.
Je vois les tremblements de terre, les guerres terribles.
I've seen the nations gather around Israel.
Je vis des nations entourer Israël.
And they call it news.
Et ils appellent l'info.
I call it prophecy.
Mais moi, j'appelle la prophétie.
Because this is more up to date than the Sky News. Because when God says something, it is perfect, it can never change. See, and what David was finding in the Psalms,
David était en train de trouver dans les psaumes,
was that God was omniscient, omnipresent and omnipotent, all-powerful.
Dieu est omniscient, omniprésent et omnipotent, tout-puissant.
Now, I want to add something to this.
Je vais ajouter quelque chose à ceci.
I'm not adding to the word.
Je n'ajoute pas la parole.
I'm just, you know, looking at it from a different point of view.
Je suis en train de regarder d'une autre opinion différente.
But what I want to add to this is the transcendence of God.
Ce que je vais en ajouter, c'est comment Dieu se transforme.
See, because transcendence is when we are consumed with the convictions and passion for God.
Quand nous sommes consumés avec la conviction et la passion pour Dieu.
See, above all personal interest.
Au-dessus de tout intérêt personnel.
And I'll make it very personal to myself at the moment.
Je vais le rendre trop personnel à moi-même pour un moment.
That when I came to Christ, everything changed.
Quand je suis venu à Christ, toutes choses ont changé.
Now, why did it change?
Pourquoi cela a changé?
Because the power of God transcended everything that I had ever thought of.
C'est parce que la parole de Dieu a changé, a transformé toutes choses que j'ai éteint.
You know, what I thought was right, what I thought was correct.
Ce que je pensais que c'était correct, que c'était bien.
Had to take second place to the word.
Devrait prendre la deuxième place après la parole.
See, and you know, what happened was the Spirit of God transcended, you know, everything that I had ever thought or did.
L'esprit de Dieu a changé toutes choses que je pensais.
You know, it's a little bit like, you know, years ago I used to work, you know, near a place called RAF Cosford. RAF base.
J'étais en train de travailler dans une place appelée RAF base.
Yeah, and you know, and that was an Air Force base.
Et ça c'était dans l'armée.
And I used to work out in a warehouse, and sometimes I would be outside working.
J'étais en train de travailler dans un magasin, dans un dépôt ou dehors, en train de travailler.
You know, and be preparing orders and things. You know, huge. You know, they were like motor car parts.
Préparer toutes ces choses, le moto, le parking.
You know, and you'd be looking at the bills of lading, and you know, and all the paperwork.
Vous allez regarder toutes les factures et les papiers du travail.
And you'd be running about in a forklift truck, lifting this from here to there.
Et vous êtes en train de courir, de prendre ceci et de le mettre de l'autre côté.
And while you were working away and just thinking about your work,
et quand vous êtes en train de travailler, en train de penser à votre travail,
all of a sudden, one of these aircraft would come flying over.
Et subitement, un avion était en train de voler au-dessus de nous.
And they'd be practicing going under the radar.
Il était en train de conduire.
And my goodness, it just tore through the sky.
C'est juste à travers les nuages.
And everybody was shocked and stunned.
Et tout le monde était calme.
See, because when this aircraft came over, everything stopped.
Et quand l'avion vient, toutes choses s'arrêtent.
You know, and then someone would put their head up and say, "It's okay, it's one of ours."
Et quand quelqu'un va se lever sa tête et dit, "Je vois, et l'un de nous."
You know, and what it was that transcended everything that we were doing.
Cela a arrêté toutes choses qu'on était en train de faire.
See, and I tell you that when God comes into your life,
et quand Dieu vient dans votre vie,
you know, he can come in with such an entrance that he changes everything in that life.
Avec une telle entrée qui change toutes choses dans votre vie.
You know, and for me, meeting Jesus Christ was my big wake-up call.
Moi, rencontrer Jésus, c'était un grand réveil pour moi.
You know, it just changed absolutely everything.
Et cela a absolument changé toutes choses.
And that's why I call it transcendence.
Et c'est pourquoi j'ai appelé cela un arrêt.
Because he comes down and he transcends everything.
Et il est venu et il a arrêté toutes choses.
You know, sometimes we can come along to church.
Et des fois, on peut venir plusieurs fois à l'église.
And we get so used to the format.
Et nous sommes maintenant habitués avec la façon de faire les choses.
And we're, you know, we've got expectations. The song leader's going to do this.
Nous avons des attentes que le conducteur des chants va faire ceci.
The pastor's going to do that.
Le pasteur va faire ceci.
You know, and we get so used to the tradition.
Nous sommes habitués à la tradition.
But what we really need is some transcendence.
Ce que nous avons besoin, c'est d'un changement.
We need God to come down and to transcend all of our ideas, all of our thoughts.
Nous avons besoin que Dieu puisse descendre et arrêter toutes nos idées et toutes choses.
And we need to be filled with the Spirit like drunk men.
Nous devons être remplis avec ton esprit comme le ivrogne.
See, on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came down,
le jour de Pentecôte, quand le Saint-Esprit est descendu,
you know, the Holy Ghost didn't come down and say, well, I'm going to change the prayer book.
Le Saint-Esprit n'est pas venu dire que je vais changer le chanson de d'adoration.
He didn't come down and say, well, we're going to put the pastor up for election.
Il dit que nous allons mettre le pasteur dehors pour l'élection.
But what he did was he came down in the power of the Holy Ghost.
Et quand il est descendu sous la forme de Saint-Esprit.
And that changed everyone.
Cela a changé tout le monde.
You know, there were some people that day that, you know, perhaps thought, well, you know, we've been here long enough.
Et il y a peut-être d'autres personnes qui étaient là-bas dit, on était ici depuis très longtemps.
You know, and out of about 400 people, you know, the 300 odd left.
Il y avait 400, peut-être 300 qui sont restés.
And it was that 100 that were, you know, 120 that were patient.
120 étaient patients.
And they were waiting for the promise of the Father.
D'attendre la promesse du Père.
And when they got it, it changed everything.
Et quand ils ont réussi, cela a changé toutes choses.
They came rolling out of that door like drunk men.
Et ils sont maintenant en train de sortir comme les ivrognes.
The only thing was that they weren't drunk.
Et des fois, on était ivre.
It put Brother Francois out of a job. Brother Francois out of a job because everybody could hear in their own language. Now that's transcendence.
Ça, c'est la reine.
You know, well, you know, so we need a bit of that.
Nous avons besoin de cela.
You know, and God knows everything about us.
Dieu connaît toutes choses à propos de nous.
You know, and he knows how to, you know, he knows everything about our spirit.
Il connaît tout à propos de notre esprit.
You know, and that's why he wants to change us.
Et c'est pourquoi il veut nous changer.
You know, sometimes we're so concerned about, we want to be seen to be spiritual.
Nous sommes très concernés d'être vu, être spirituel.
We want to be seen up on the platform.
Amen. Être vu aux plateformes.
You know, but when we look at what the Scriptures say,
et quand nous regardons ce que les Écritures disent,
you know, God is one who looks upon the heart.
Amen. Dieu est celui qui regarde dans les cœurs.
It's not what's happening up here that's important.
Et ce n'est pas ce qui se passe ici qui est important.
It's what's happening in here that's important.
Ce qui se passe dans les cœurs qui est important.
See, because His Word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Discerne le cœur et les intentions du cœur.
And you know, when He begins to transcend my thoughts and intents,
et quand il commence maintenant à changer mes pensées et mes intentions,
then I know that God is going to use me.
Je connais que Dieu va m'utiliser.
You know, Brother Branham said, you know, that it wasn't my ability.
Le frère dit que ce n'était pas ses capacités.
He says it was just that I was able to get myself out of the way.
C'était que j'étais capable de me mettre hors du chemin.
And when he was able to get himself out of the way, that's when the power of God fell.
Quand il était capable de se mettre hors du chemin, c'est à ce moment-là que la présence de Dieu descendait.
You know, some of us we think, well, you know, does God really know me?
Des fois, nous pensons, est-ce que Dieu réellement me connaît?
A scripture in Philippians 4:19.
L'écriture dans Philippiens 4:19.
Tells us that God knows everything that we need.
Nous dit que Dieu connaît tout ce que nous avons besoin.
Because you know, Paul says in the scripture.
C'est parce que Paul dit dans les écritures.
It says, "But my God shall supply all your need."
Mon Dieu pourvoira tous vos besoins.
It says, "According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus."
Selon sa richesse et sa gloire par Jésus-Christ.
And you know that one of the problems that many people have,
l'un des problèmes que beaucoup de gens ont,
is that they just do not have the confidence that they should have in God's word.
Amen. ils n'ont pas la confiance qu'ils devraient avoir dans la parole de Dieu.
If you had the confidence in God's word,
et si vous avez la confiance dans la parole de
then
Dieu,
God would be able to do so much in your life.
Dieu va faire beaucoup dans votre vie.
No, the scriptures tell us in Hebrews 10 and verse 35.
Hébreux 10 verset 35.
You know, and I believe that it was Paul that wrote this.
Je pense que c'est Paul qui a écrit cela.
And here he says something which is should be, you know, something that we should learn of.
C'est quelque chose qu'on devrait tenir.
You know, something that we should take on board because he's exhorting us.
C'est parce que c'est là qu'il est en train de nous exhorter.
And he tells us, cast not away therefore your confidence.
N'abandonnez pas votre confiance.
Which hath great recompense of reward.
À laquelle est attachée à une grande rémunération.
You know, some of us have got confidence in all sorts of things.
Et quelques-uns d'entre nous ont confiance à toutes autres choses.
But Paul directs us to have confidence in God's word.
Et Paul nous dit d'avoir confiance à la parole de Dieu.
And what he says about this is that it has great recompense of reward.
C'est parce que cela a une grande rémunération.
In other words, that when you have confidence in God,
et quand vous avez confiance à Dieu,
there's a great payback.
Il y a un grand retour de paiement.
You know, some lives are, you know, they live lives of, kind of a very mediocre life.
Une vie.
Mediocre.
Une vie un peu médiocre.
Mediocre life because they don't have confidence in the word.
Une vie médiocre, c'est parce qu'ils n'ont pas confiance à la parole.
You know, the word was, is a living word.
La parole, c'est une parole vivante.
Now, while we sit down and we question it and we treat it as words,
nous posons des questions et nous traitons cela comme la parole,
we're not really getting the true revelation of the word.
Mais cela, on n'entre pas dans l'évolution de la parole.
It's just an interesting teaching or a doctrine.
C'est juste un enseignement ou une doctrine intéressante.
You know, but what we really need to do is have confidence in the word of God, the Logos.
C'est avoir confiance dans la parole de Dieu, le Logos.
See, and realize that it's a living word.
Et pour comprendre que c'est une parole vivante.
No, we're told that the word of God is able to save.
Et on nous a dit que la parole de Dieu est capable de pouvoir.
It's able to heal.
Et capable de guérir.
It's able to deliver.
Et capable de délivrer.
You know, if you were out in the middle of the ocean.
Si vous étiez au milieu de l'océan.
And you were hanging on to a little piece of wood.
Et vous étiez en train de tenir une
petite, that was floating.
Une petite pièce de bois.
And a helicopter comes across with a big line coming down.
Et quand l'hélicoptère descend avec un grand filet.
You know, if you don't have confidence in that, you'll stay in the water.
Et si vous n'avez pas confiance à cela, vous allez demeurer toujours dans l'eau.
You know, God is offering us a lifeline in His Word.
Et Dieu est en train de nous donner une ligne de vie dans sa parole.
And He's telling us, cast not away therefore your confidence.
Il ne faut pas abandonner votre confiance.
He says, which have great recompense of reward.
Il y a une grande rémunération.
And I tell you that that reward is not just for you.
Et cette rémunération n'est pas seulement pour vous.
But that reward is for your family.
Mais c'est pour votre famille.
It's for your workplace.
Pour votre place.
It's for your school.
Pour votre école.
It's for every area of your life.
Et c'est dans tous les côtés de votre vie.
See, because this word of God is a living word.
Et parce que c'est une parole vivante.
And we must understand that we're not receiving some sort of teaching.
Nous ne sommes pas en train de recevoir quelques genres d'enseignement.
We're not joining a club or a lodge.
On n'est pas en train de joindre un lodge ou un club.
See, but we are receiving Jesus Christ.
Nous sommes en train de recevoir Jésus Christ.
And that's where the life is.
Ça, c'est là où
in Him.
La vie.
That word was made flesh.
Cette parole a été faite chair.
Do you know, when that word was made flesh, it doesn't just apply to the body of Jesus.
Cette parole a été faite chair ne s'applique seulement pas dans le corps de Jésus.
It applies to the church.
Et ça s'applique aussi à l'église.
It applies to everyone that believes.
À chacun des croyants.
And that's why Paul could say with such confidence.
Et c'est pourquoi Paul pouvait voir cela avec beaucoup de confiance.
He says, "But my God shall supply all your needs."
Va pourvoir à tous mes besoins.
According to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Et sa gloire en Jésus Christ.
Now we're also told in 2 Peter.
Nous a aussi dit dans
that he has given us all things that pertain to life.
Toutes choses qui est pour la vie.
Do you know that God never shortchanged you?
Dieu n'a jamais changé.
Yeah, you know, because sometimes you go to a shop and you come out and you say, oh, they didn't give me enough money.
Dans un magasin, vous pensez qu'on ne m'a pas donné assez d'argent.
You know, but God never shortchanges you.
Dieu n'a jamais manqué à te changer.
He gives you an abundance.
Et il te donne en abondance.
And he gives you all things that pertain to life.
Il te donne toutes choses qui appartiennent à la vie.
You know, God knows, you know, also who are his.
Dieu connaît aussi ce qui lui appartient.
You know, as we turn to a scripture which is 2 Timothy 2 and 19.
Il a 2 Timothée chapitre 2 et 19.
You know, and it's here that he says,
il dit ici,
he says, nevertheless, he says, the foundation of God standeth sure.
Et la fondation de Dieu reste debout.
If you notice that all other foundations are moving just now.
Vous savez que d'autres fondations, ce sont des terres.
You know, one of these days, this world is going to be tottering from side to side.
Ce monde sera ballotté de gauche à droite.
But it tells us here, you know, Paul says that the, or Timothy says that the, he says, nevertheless, he says, the foundations of God standeth sure, having this seal.
Le solide fondement de Dieu reste debout.
He says, the Lord knoweth them that are his.
Le Seigneur connaît ce qui lui appartient.
Do you know that we can identify with that today?
On peut s'identifier avec cela
say, thank you, Lord.
Merci,
you know, I'm just identifying with that scripture.
Je m'identifie à cette écriture.
You know, that scripture speaks of me.
Cette écriture parle de moi.
When the scripture says, God so loved the world that
dans
whosoever
Dieu a tant aimé le monde,
should believe in him, should not perish but have everlasting life. You know, that whosoever, if you take out that whosoever and put your name in there, God so loved Brian Locke that if Brian believed in God, he would have everlasting life. He would not perish.
Il ne va pas mourir.
And I can put my name in there.
Je peux mettre mon nom là-bas.
Because I know that he's speaking of me.
C'est parce que je connais qu'il est en train de parler de
and
moi.
It's just as simple as that. Believe in God.
C'est simple de croire.
Now, what does the scripture say about Abraham?
Et qu'est-ce que l'écriture dit à propos d'Abraham?
Abraham didn't do anything really special.
Abraham n'a rien fait de spécial.
It wasn't because of his achievements.
Ce n'était pas à cause de ce qu'il a achevé.
But the scripture says that Abraham believed God.
Les Écritures disent qu'Abraham a cru en Dieu.
And it was accounted unto him for righteousness.
Et cela a été compté pour lui comme de justice.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Louons le Seigneur.
We need, you know, Jesus Christ in our life.
Et nous avons besoin de Jésus-Christ dans nos vies.
So he says that, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Praise God. See, you've got to know who he is. See, you've got to know more than just the words. You've got to know Jesus Christ, who is the Word. The Word. Mm-hmm. And the scripture also tells us in the book of Nahum, and if you look at Nahum 1 and verse 7,
Nehemiah, chapter 1, verse 7.
And in there we're told that the Lord is good.
Que le Seigneur est bon.
He is a stronghold in the day of trouble. Stronghold in the day of trouble.
Il
and he
refuge au jour de la détresse.
And he knoweth them that trust in him.
Et il connaît ceux qui se confient à lui.
See, God knows exactly your stand. He knows where you are.
Dieu connaît exactement là où tu te tiens, là où tu es.
Now, one of the wonderful things about this is that
cela,
it shows that God has so much confidence
et
in us.
Dieu a beaucoup de confiance en nous.
He's got so much confidence in us, and we need to have confidence in him.
Il a beaucoup de confiance en nous, et nous devons avoir confiance en lui.
Do you know that he said of Israel, he says, I'll never forget you.
Je ne veux pas vous oublier, il a dit à Israël.
He says that a mother might forget their child.
Et la mère peut oublier l'enfant.
He says, but I'm never going to forget you.
Mais moi, je ne vous oublierai jamais.
You know, if God made that promise to Israel, I'm quite sure he's made that
Dieu
promise
a
to
mis
us.
Cette promesse à Israël, il a fait cela et il a fait aussi cette promesse à nous.
You know, and sometimes we put our, you know, our heads, you know, underneath our hands and we try to forget God.
Nous mettons nos mains sur la tête, nous essayons d'oublier Dieu.
But what we must remember is that he never forgets us.
C'est que nous devons nous rappeler qu'il nous a jamais abandonné.
He knows exactly where you are.
Il connaît exactement là où vous êtes.
Yes, you know, and God knows them who trust in him.
Et Dieu connaît ceux qui lui font confiance.
You know, what we know.
Nous connaissons.
I'll just, you know, read this section here and then,
je vais lire la section,
you know, we'll finish up very soon.
Et nous allons terminer.
How long have we been on? How long have we been here? Oh, you can't remember. Never mind. Okay then. Right, you know, 1 John.
1 Jean.
1 John 3. Let's turn to 1 John 3.
1 Jean 3.
And, you know, we'll start at verse 1. This is a brilliant chapter. I love this one.
J'aime ce chapitre. C'est un chapitre merveilleux.
And you know, John here says, he says, but behold, he says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. He says that we should be called the sons of God. Amen. He says, therefore the world knoweth us not, he says, because it knew him not. I want you to notice there.
Vous remarquez ici?
Why did the world not know us?
Pourquoi le monde ne nous connaît pas?
Because it did not know him.
C'est parce qu'il ne l'a pas connu.
You know, central to everything that we preach is a personal revelation and knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Comme une révélation personnelle et une connaissance de Jésus.
Without a knowledge of Jesus Christ, this is just another teaching. That's all it is.
La connaissance de Jésus, c'est notre enseignement.
See, and he says here, he says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. He says, therefore, the world knoweth us not. You ever wondered why people don't understand you?
Les gens ne te comprennent pas. Vous vous demandez pourquoi les gens ne te comprennent pas?
They say, you're crazy following this message.
Vous êtes fou pour suivre ce message.
You want to dress different. You want to act different.
Vous n'êtes pas complètement, vous n'êtes pas fou.
You know, you're completely out of keter with everything else that's going on round about you.
Hors de l'harmonie avec toute chose qui est en train de se passer.
But let me tell you, if they knew him,
la chose que je vais vous dire,
things would be different.
Et quand vous les connaissez, les choses seront différentes.
And it says, the world knoweth us not because it knew not him. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And I wonder if you noticed there.
Si vous remarquez ici, je me demande si vous remarquez ici.
You know, some people are intent in saying that we become sons of God.
Il dit que nous allons devenir le fils de Dieu.
But John here says, beloved, he says, now we are the sons of
Jean
God.
Dit, bien-aimés, nous sommes maintenant les enfants de Dieu.
You have got to have confidence in who
vous
you
devez
are.
Avoir confiance que vous êtes.
You know, I tell you that when Christ, you know, identified himself to me when it became that revelation.
Et quand Christ s'est identifié à moi et que cette révélation est venue,
everything changed. Everything has got to change.
Toute chose doit changer.
It says, and it doth not yet appear, it says, what we shall be.
Ce que nous serons n'a pas encore été manifesté.
It says, but we know that, it says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Nous savons que lorsqu'il sera manifesté, nous serons.
Now I tell you, anyone that's
nous le verrons tel qu'il est.
Anyone that's not looking for the coming of the Lord.
Tout celui qui ne regarde pas la venue du Seigneur.
I tell you that if we're not looking for the coming of the Lord, we will never appear like him.
Et si vous ne regardez pas la venue du Seigneur, vous n'allez pas apparaître comme lui.
Because it's only those that love his appearing that are expecting him.
C'est seulement ceux qui aiment son apparition qui est tenté d'attendre sa venue.
And at the moment, it doesn't yet appear what we shall be.
Et dans ce moment, ce n'est pas encore apparu ce que nous devrions être.
You know, I'm not standing here in a glorified body.
Je ne me tiens pas ici dans un corps glorifié.
No, there's nothing really looking supernatural about me.
Il n'y a rien qui regarde surnaturel.
But I know that when he appears,
mais je connais que quand lui apparaît,
this will change.
Et ceci va changer. Amen.
You know, this body will change.
Ce corps va changer.
You know, Paul said in the scriptures,
Paul dit dans les écritures,
he says that we will change in the moment, in the twinkling
nous
of an eye.
Nous allons changer dans un moment et dans un clair d'œil.
You know, talk about a snapshot.
Et ça parle à propos d'une photo.
It will be like that.
Et ça sera comme ça.
You know, I saw this little video. And you know, we don't always kind of go along with videos, but this one was pretty good.
C'était une bonne vidéo.
You know, and it was a big church meeting like this. It was a big church meeting like this.
Une réunion de l'église comme celle-ci.
You know, and people were worshiping God.
Les gens étaient en train d'adorer Dieu.
You know, and the preacher was up there.
Et le prédicateur était là-bas.
And it was just bringing the word.
Il était en train d'amener la parole.
And then all of a sudden it happened.
Et subitement, quelque chose s'est passé.
The moment, the twinkling of an eye.
Et en un clin d'œil,
and you could see the seats.
Et tu peux voir les bancs.
Empty seats.
You
know, I tell you one thing, I don't mind an empty church after the rapture. Because when the rapture comes, you better be ready. Because he says that we'll take us in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. In other words, you'll be talking 1 minute,
vous étiez en train de parler une minute,
and then you'll say, where did he go?
Et vous dites, où est-ce
he's
qu'il
gone.
Est
you know, and that's not too far-fetched because that's what the scriptures say. The same scriptures that spoke about Jerusalem being surrounded by the nations is the same scripture that told us that we would be changed, taken. One will be taken, the other left. And it will be night or day, worldwide.
Ça va se faire partout dans le monde.
There'll be two lying in a bed.
Ça sera deux dans le lit.
One taken, the other left.
L'un qui sera pris, l'autre va rester.
There'll be two out working in a field.
Il y aura deux qui vont marcher dans les champs.
One taken, one left.
L'un sera pris, l'un va rester.
Worldwide.
Et ça sera partout dans le monde.
You know, and oh, the word of God, you know, just. You know, it's just marvelous. It tells us exactly who we are, and we can have confidence in that word.
La parole de Dieu est merveilleuse. Nous dit exactement ce que nous devons faire confiance.
Everything else he said was true.
Toute chose autre, ce qu'il a dit, c'est vrai.
And this will come to pass.
Et cela va s'accomplir.
And the way that it works is.
Et quand
the way that it works is.
La façon dont la parole dit.
See, the bride goes up.
L'épouse monte.
Then Satan comes down. That accuser of the brethren, he's got nobody to accuse. He comes down. And when he comes down, there's big trouble on earth. And that becomes the time of the tribulation. And that's what happens. But the thing is that what we do know, you know, is that we have what we call a full knowledge of Christ.
De Christ.
Paul speaks about it in the scriptures, about
Paul,
having a full knowledge.
Paul dit dans les écritures d'avoir une pleine connaissance.
He uses a word, you know, for knowledge. It's like gnosis.
Il a utilisé le mot connaissance.
And you know, it's written in the King James Bible as just knowledge or knowing.
Dans la Bible de King James, la version de King James, c'est la connaissance.
You know, but in the Greek, it's actually a full knowledge.
En grec, c'est juste une pleine connaissance.
You know, and for me, the full knowledge is the difference between reading the newspaper articles about the Queen and
moi,
knowing the Queen.
La pleine connaissance, c'est la différence entre lire l'article à propos de la reine et connaître la reine.
And when Paul was speaking about a full knowledge of Christ,
quand Paul était en train de parler de la connaissance complète de Christ,
he could speak with authority.
Il pouvait parler avec autorité.
He met him on the road to Damascus.
Il était dans le chemin de Damas.
And you can just imagine a man in that position.
Et l'homme dans cette position-là.
A religious leader. And you know that he was in a position that if he said anything wrong, he could be stoned.
Il était dans une position s'il disait quelque chose de mauvais, il pouvait être lapidé.
And when he was thrown off of his horse and he was looking up,
il était en train de conduire ses chevaux et il regardait en haut.
And he saw that great light.
Il a vu cette grande lumière.
He says, "Who art thou, Lord?"
Qui es-tu, Seigneur?
See, he was one who could speak with authority because he had met the Lord. Yeah. You know, and the Lord says to him, he says, I am Jesus who you are persecuting. And that was when he met the Lord face to face. As one born out of season. You know, in 1 John 3 and 2,
dans 1 Jean chapitre 3 et 2,
you know,
chapitre 3, verset 1 et 2.
I just want to kind of, you know, bring this into relation of having a full knowledge of Christ. In John, he reads, you know, beloved, he says, now are we the sons of God. That's 1 John 3:2. He says, now we are the sons of God. He says, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
Parce que nous le verrons tel qu'il est.
Not as you thought he was.
Ce n'est pas comme il est un.
You know, many people have got some sort of, you know, crazy ideas about who Jesus is.
D'autres ont des idées folles de ce que Jésus est.
But we're told here that we shall see him as he is.
Et on nous a dit ici que nous le verrons.
And I believe at that time,
je crois qu'à ce temps-là,
we'll have a fuller knowledge.
On aura une connaissance complète.
Because a believer always has a full knowledge of Christ.
C'est parce qu'un croyant a toujours eu une connaissance pleine de Christ.
You know, and you know, and we read here where Brother Branham says in Perseverance.
Nous lisons ce que le frère Branham dit ici.
And he speaks about how the coming and appearing they're two different things.
Et comment l'apparition et c'est deux choses différentes.
He says, now when that angel of the Lord appeared and came to Abraham,
quand cet ange du Seigneur est apparu et venu à Abraham,
he says, there in time before the destruction,
c'est avant la destruction.
He says, now that was God appearing in human flesh. That's Genesis 18:1.
Jésus qui était apparu dans la, Dieu apparu dans la chair humaine, dans Genèse chapitre 18, verset 1er.
It says, and Jesus said, he says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming, in the day of the coming of the Son of Man.
Et Jésus dit, comme était au jour de Noé, ça sera aussi dans l'avènement du Fils de l'homme.
And as in the days of Lot, he says he gave the morals of what they were in the, doing in the days of Noah. He says in the days of Lot, he says, watch the messenger to Abraham. He says, watch the messenger to Lot and to the nominal church. He says, just come out. Come out. It says in Abraham pleading for them. Remember in Genesis 18, Abraham was pleading for the people. That's what this message does. For us, we should be a pleading people. We should be praying for the people. Saying, come out, come out. You know, come into Christ. And what he says here is, he says, come out, and he says, and he says, notice the angel, he says, God, Elohim, appearing in a human form, he says, in a form of human flesh. He shows that Elohim, he says, in the last days will appear, he says, not the coming of Christ, he says, but the appearing of Christ. In human flesh in his church. He says, making the same signs and the things that he did. He says, and has done it in the church, he says, for 2,000 years. It's the appearing of the Lord. You know, and the thing is that when we, you know, read that word, and it says that the word of God is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The purpose of the word is to form Christ in you. See, that he might appear among his people. You know, when you have confidence in the word, that's when the signs and wonders begin to follow the believer. You know, we don't have a Pentecostal meeting where we try to manufacture signs. But the scriptures do say that these signs shall follow those who believe. Those who have confidence in the word. See, and this confidence is based on what we know of God. That God is able to fulfill the scriptures. And he's able to bring it to pass.
Capable de pouvoir amener cela à l'accomplissement.
You know, and the hope for believers in this day,
l'espoir pour les croyants de ce jour,
is to have the full knowledge and a union with the Lord.
C'est avoir une pleine connaissance et une union avec le Seigneur.
In the book, you know, the Ephesian Church Age, which is taken from the Church Age book.
Le livre des Éphésiens, qui est un prix des anges de l'Église.
You know, Brother Branham says,
le frère Branham dit,
he says, and now, he says, to these sons of God who by him overcome,
c'est par ses fils de Dieu que par lui a été vaincu,
he says, are given the privilege of the paradise of God.
On lui a donné le privilège du paradis de Dieu.
And the constant fellowship of Jesus Christ. It says there will never be any more separation from him.
It
says, and whether he goes, the bride will go. It's a little bit like that story of Ruth, isn't it? Now, what did Ruth say to Naomi?
It
says, your God is going to be my God.
Dieu sera mon
wherever
Dieu.
You go, I'm going to go.
Iras,
where you
aussi.
Die, I'm going to
là
die.
Je mourrai aussi.
And she gave up everything. Did she give up everything? She gave up everything. To follow this woman because this woman had confidence in her God. Do you know that when you have confidence in the Word,
et quand vous avez confiance à la parole,
then what it does is it generates faith.
La parole, ce qu'il fait, ça là, fait sortir de la foi.
And where there was no faith,
et là où il y a pas la foi,
now just by standing by that Word and believing that Word,
tenir dans la parole et croire à la parole,
now it has the effect of drawing people towards that word. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me. And we have to remember that we have got to draw people to Christ.
Nous devons amener les gens à Christ.
How do you draw people to Christ?
Comment vous amenez les gens à Christ?
You live the life of a Christian.
Vous vivez la vie d'un chrétien.
You live out the word.
Vous vivez la parole.
You speak in faith.
Vous parlez dans la foi.
See, it's not that we're smart and that we know everything.
Ce n'est pas que nous sommes intelligents, nous connaissons toutes choses.
I don't know everything.
Je ne connais pas toutes choses.
There's things about this Bible that I don't know.
Des choses à propos de cette Bible que je ne connais pas.
But it's who I know.
C'est lui que
That's
je connais.
The important thing. It's
la chose
who I know.
You know, la chose importante.
And I believe that he has given me all things that pertain unto life.
Je crois qu'il m'a donné toutes choses qui appartiennent à la vie.
And that's not just for my life.
Ce n'est pas seulement pour ma vie.
That's for my friends as well.
Et aussi pour mes amis.
That's for as many as will come.
C'est beaucoup qui vont venir.
As many as the Lord God shall call.
Beaucoup que le Seigneur vont appeler.
And it says, whether he goes, it says his bride will go.
Et dit partout là où il part, son église aussi ira avec.
And what is his, he shares with his beloved on a joint heir relationship.
Il partage ce qu'il a dans le co-héritier avec son épouse.
I gave an example there, you know, just last night.
J'ai donné un exemple la nuit passée.
You know, about the relationship that we have with our Lord.
À propos de la relation que nous avons avec le Seigneur.
Now, how would it be if the Lord, you know, just said, well, you know, I'm fed up with all this suffering and trials and everything. You know, I'm fed up with it all.
Comment cela serait si le Seigneur dit que je suis fatigué avec toutes ces souffrances et ces épreuves?
You know, and so I'm just going to say, there you are.
Et je vais dire, voici.
Now you love me.
Et maintenant, tu m'aimes.
Now you have no more problems.
Maintenant, vous n'aurez plus de problèmes.
Now you are a believer.
Maintenant, vous êtes un croyant.
Now, what's the quality of the relationship?
Quelle est la qualité de la relation?
See, is there a quality in that relationship?
Est-ce qu'il y a la qualité dans cette relation?
You know, whereas, you know, if you could think about it in the sense of, you know, say for instance, we were going to, you know, a man was going to marry a woman.
Si vous pensez à propos d'un homme qui va se marier avec une femme.
Hey, and I know that some people do this. I know that some cultures do this.
Je connais qu'il y a d'autres cultures qui font cela.
And they say, you know, get me a wife. Say to the brother, get me a wife.
Il dit à son frère, cherche-moi une femme.
And so they go and get a wife.
Ils vont aller prendre une femme.
And they say, right, this is your wife.
Et ça, c'est ta femme.
And you say, okay then, right, you're going to love me. And we're going to get married.
Et on va se marier.
And the thing is that they come together and they're married. Now, is that, You know, what sort of relationship is that?
Ils viennent ensemble dans le mariage. Quel genre de relation c'est là?
Can you have confidence? Do they know each other?
Est-ce que vous pouvez avoir confiance de connaître l'un à l'autre?
You know, and is there a maturity about that relationship?
Il y a une maturité après ce genre de relation.
But what if?
Qu'est-ce qui va se passer si?
The man sees the woman.
Et si l'homme voit la femme,
and he builds up a relationship.
Et il bâtit une relation.
You know, okay, he goes to the father first of all.
Il va aller chez le père premièrement.
You know, and he builds up a relationship, and then there comes a love affair.
Et il bâtit une relation qui devient une relation d'amour.
And then what eventually happens is they come to a place where they realize that they want to get married.
Et ils vont arriver dans une place où ils comprennent qu'ils doivent se marier.
And it's consensual on both sides.
Et il y a consensus dans.
You can see how that relationship would build up and mature.
Vous allez voir comment cette relation va être bâtie dans la maturité.
What a difference it would make.
Et quelle la différence que cela fait.
In that relationship.
Dans cette relation.
Because there's a maturity in getting to know one another.
C'est parce qu'il y a la maturité et de se connaître l'un à l'autre.
And it's built on a love, an unconditional love.
Et cela est bâti sur l'amour, un amour inconditionnel.
That's the relationship that Christ has with his church.
C'est la relation que Christ a avec son église.
Because he wants you to come to him.
C'est parce qu'il veut que vous pouvez venir à lui.
He didn't just say, right, you're a believer.
Il
you're a son of God.
Juste, vous êtes un croyant, le fils de Dieu.
You've got to love me.
Vous devez m'aimer.
You know, and under no circumstances are you going to fall away from me. You're always going to be with me.
Aucune circonstance dit qu'il y a aucune circonstance que vous allez.
Can you understand the quality of the relationship we have with Christ? See, because we are giving ourselves to Him. Because He has given all to us. And that's why He's given us all things that pertain to life. You know, and all we need to do is, while we're reading this word,
tout ce que nous devons faire quand nous lisons cette parole,
and we're feeding upon His word,
et que nous sommes en train de nous nourrir dans sa parole,
see, it's building up a maturity in the believer.
Que cela puisse amener une maturité.
It's generating faith.
Et que cela puisse créer la foi.
You know, I tell you that to know Christ is everything.
Christ, c'est toute chose.
Now, that woman that was just told to marry this man,
cette femme qui a, on a dit de pouvoir marier cet homme,
she knew nothing about him.
Elle ne connaissait rien à propos de cet homme.
Only what she had read.
Seulement ce qu'elle a lu.
But, you know, to actually know the person.
Pour réellement connaître la personne.
That's a real quality relationship.
Et ça, c'est une relation de qualité supérieure.
And I just want to encourage you tonight.
Je veux vous encourager ce soir.
To believe God.
Et de croire à Dieu.
God knows everything about you.
Dieu connaît toutes choses à propos de toi.
He knows. You know, you don't have to tell God about His word.
Vous n'avez pas besoin de dire Dieu à propos de sa parole.
Because He knows He's all powerful.
Parce qu'il connaît toutes choses.
He can do anything.
Il peut faire toutes choses.
And all He asks us to do is just to not cast away our confidence in Him.
Et c'est avoir confiance à lui.
And when we have confidence in Him,
et quand nous avons confiance en lui,
there is a great recompense of reward.
Il y a une grande récompense de la parole.
And I trust that we can enjoy that reward.
Nous faisons confiance qu'on peut réjouir cette parole.
Jesus says, I come to give you life.
Jésus dit que je suis venu vous donner la vie.
And life more abundant.
Et la vie en abondance.
He didn't say, I'm going to come and give you an existence.
Il n'a pas dit, je vais vous donner une existence.
He says, I come to give you life and life more abundant.
Je suis venu vous donner une vie et une vie en abondance.
I tell you that a Christian life is an abundant life.
Je vous dis qu'une vie chrétienne, c'est une vie d'abondance.
You know, people say, do you get bored?
Les gens disent que tu t'ennuies.
No, with the word of God, no chance.
Avec la parole du Seigneur, pas de chance.
See, because we have found divine love.
C'est parce qu'on a trouvé l'amour divin.
We have found something that excites the soul.
Nous avons trouvé quelque chose qui excite l'âme.
I've found something that I can enjoy and I don't have a headache in the morning. And something that I can have complete confidence in.
Quelque chose que je peux avoir la confiance totale.
I know that when I'm speaking His word, it's not my word.
Quand je parle, c'est ses paroles, c'est pas mes paroles.
My word will fall to the ground.
Ma parole va tomber sur la terre.
His word will come to pass.
Et ses paroles vont s'accomplir.
And that's what I believe.
C'est ce que moi je
crois. Amen. And that's what I'm sharing with you tonight.
Ce que je suis en train de partager avec vous ce soir.
Let's just pray.
Prions.
Amen. Lord Jesus, we just come before you again, Father. We thank you for your love. We thank you, God, for your word. Lord, which is, Lord, given us so much confidence. As we look into this word, Father, we see that, Lord, that you have made provision for us. Even before the foundation of the world, you have already made that provision for each one of us, and that you're drawing us to yourself. We thank you, God, that you've given us something that we can have confidence. When we look at all the other, Lord, the scriptures and the holy books that people have produced, Lord, and we see that there is absolutely nothing that can compare to your word. It dares to prophesy. It dares to speak about things that are to come, things that are to be. And Lord, we can just look at them and we can see that everything is coming to pass according, Lord, to your word as it unfolds before us. And Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the Spirit that you sent down on that day of Pentecost, which is still with us even today. And we pray, God, that may you, Lord, just bless each person who heard tonight. I pray, God, that may you touch their souls. May this word of God divide asunder between the soul and the spirit. Lord, and may it just come, Lord, to touch the seed, Father, within. And Lord God, may the life force come forth, Lord, at this time. Because you said that your word was quick. It has its own life. And I pray, God, that may, Lord, that life, Lord, spring forth in the bosom of each person here tonight, Lord God. The things that they've heard, I pray, God, that may you give them, Lord, the blessing of it, Father, and give them ears to hear what you've said to them, Father God, that they might have confidence in your word. Because without you, Lord, your word says without you, Lord, you know, we can do absolutely nothing. And we thank you, God, that you have shown us, Lord, by your word, that, God, that you love us, that you have chosen us, that you have taken us aside, and even, God, that you have chosen to reveal, Lord, the secret things to our hearts at this time, and we bless your name. And so, Lord God, we just pray, Father God, your blessing upon each one of us, and we pray, Lord Jesus, that the word that we've heard here today, Lord, may, Lord, that just stick, you know, right in our heart, Father God, and may it be something that we can take away with us. And Lord, may it encourage us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm just going to sing, you know, something for us, if we could just, you know, just come before the Lord and just share this with you.
Partager ceci avec vous.
Because I want you to think on the words of this.
You know,
and it's change my heart, O God. Maybe you know this one. Change my heart, O God. I just want to share this one with you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O Lord. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. For you are the porter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me, this is what I pray. Change my heart, oh God, make it ever. My heart, oh God, may I be like you. You are the porter, for you are the porter, I am the clay. Hold me and make me, this is what I pray. Heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh.
God, may I be like you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Andrew. Amen. Praise his name.
Ask Brother George if we mind the musicians coming forward.
Si le musicien peut
just while the musicians come, there's something which I remember reading and I've never forgot it.
Il y a quelque chose que j'ai lu que je n'ai jamais oublié.
Amen. You know, it's what the Jews say about knowing the truth.
Dit à propos de connaître la vérité.
You know, the Bible says you shall know the truth.
Et la Bible dit que vous connaîtrez
la vérité. And the truth will make you free.
Amen. Et la vérité vous rendra libre.
And the Jews believe there's four different stages in knowing the truth.
Et les Juifs croient qu'il y a quatre étapes dans connaître la vérité.
It's like when you know somebody.
Et c'est comme
you can know about somebody.
Vous pouvez connaître à propos de quelqu'un.
And then you meet somebody.
Et vous rencontrez
quelqu'un. And then it can become far more personal.
Et cela devient plus personnel.
Maybe you can get engaged to somebody.
Et puis vous engagez à quelqu'un.
And then you can get married to somebody.
Et en fait, vous vous mariez à quelqu'un.
And to really know somebody.
Et pour bien connaître la personne.
It speaks of intimacy.
Et ça parle de l'intimité.
And the Jews say you only really know something.
Et le Juif dit que vous pouvez réellement connaître la vérité.
When you live it in your life.
Et quand vous vivez cela dans
votre vie. That's when you really know something.
Amen. C'est quand vous connaissez quelque chose.
That's, and I'm sure you're the same as me.
Je suis sûr que vous êtes la même avec moi.
That's how you want to know the word.
Et c'est comme ça que vous voulez connaître
it's
la
not
parole.
Just the words on the page.
Et ce n'est pas seulement les paroles
but
sur
it's
le
he
page.
Himself.
Mais c'est lui
and
lui-même.
When you really know him,
et quand vous le connaissez,
it reflects in your life.
Et cela se reflète dans votre
that's
vie.
The real knowledge
et
of
ça,
the word.
C'est la vraie connaissance de la parole.
And that's what really sets
c'est
you free.
Que cela te rend
that brings salvation.
Et cela amène le
brings
salut.
Deliverance.
Et cela amène la délivrance.
Brings peace.
Et cela amène la paix.
Brings vision and direction.
Cela amène la vision et la direction.
Is really knowing him.
Et si vous le connaissez réellement.
Is knowing the truth.
Let's
sing one more song,
Brother,
if you don't mind, Joe.
Chosen a narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven. There's a great portion of heaven. It's waiting for you because of what you decided.
That was the prophecy.
Was a prophecy
the angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce.
That is what will produce
the great victory.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love may live.
Many trials
and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
but His Holy Spirit will lead us.
not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh,
to hope in this fire. We can already hear the chariot.
We can hear the chariot
of our beloved one.
Coming to meet her. Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time.
Close in a word of prayer.
Pendant que nous terminons avec un mot de prière,
I just want to give an opportunity this evening.
Oh, je vais donner une opportunité.
Is there anybody here?
S'il y a quelqu'un ici
that wants to walk this path.
Qui veut marcher dans ces sentiers.
You know Elohim.
Vous savez Elohim.
The great God.
Oh, le grand Dieu.
He became flesh.
Il est devenu chair.
In the person of Jesus Christ.
Dans la personne de Jésus Christ.
And he dwelt amongst us.
Et il a habité parmi
nous. He walked amongst us.
Il a marché parmi nous.
And he said, if you want to be my disciple.
Et il dit que si vous voulez être mon disciple.
Take up your cross.
Prends ta croix.
And follow me.
Et suis-moi.
Is anybody here this evening?
Et s'il y a quelqu'un ici ce soir.
And you want to walk this narrow way.
Vous voulez marcher ce chemin étroit.
You want to walk with Jesus.
Vous voulez marcher avec Jésus.
You want to walk this road.
Vous voulez marcher ce chemin.
Which leads to eternal life.
Qui conduit à la vie éternelle.
The fullness.
La plénitude.
Of the kingdom of God.
Du royaume de Dieu.
You don't know him.
Et tu ne le connais pas.
You've heard about Jesus.
Vous avez entendu parler de Jésus.
But you're saying, Lord.
Et vous dites, Seigneur.
You've spoken to my heart.
Et tu as parlé à mon cœur.
I want to know you.
Oh, je vais te connaître.
I want to know you as my Savior.
Je vais te connaître comme mon Sauveur.
I want to know you in the forgiveness of my sins.
Je vais te connaître dans le pardon de péché.
I want to know you as my Deliverer.
Je vais te connaître comme mon celui qui délivre.
To deliver me from my sins.
Pour me délivrer de ceci.
I want to know you.
Et je vais te connaître.
The way that you know me.
La façon dont tu me connais.
Why don't you raise your hand?
Pourquoi ne pas lever ta main?
And say, Lord, I put my hand up to you.
Et Seigneur, je mets ma main vers toi.
I want to walk with you.
Je vais marcher avec toi.
And may the Lord bless you.
Que le Seigneur puisse vous bénir.
Father, I come unto thee upon this evening.
Yes, Lord.
Because Lord, we've been singing about divine love. And Father, that is the end of the commandment.
Yes, Lord.
Is divine love. Father, and how we just desire upon this evening to come unto you. Father, we can know a lot of things. We can know about a lot of things. But Father, we desire charity. Because that is the capstone. Father, that is the bond of perfectness, the Bible says. Father, that you may be able to love our enemies. That you may be able to love, Father, the way that you love.
Hallelujah.
That, Father, we may be able to look at things the way that you look at things, Lord. That when we look at the sinner and the tax collector and the harlot, Father, we may be able to look with your eyes. Father, the eyes of divine love. Father, that is our desire. Father, that is the capstone that we seek in our experience with you. Father, thank you for how we know you. But Jesus, how we long to know you more.
Hallelujah.
How we long to know you more intimately, Lord. How we long for a closer walk and a closer fellowship, Lord. Father, we are veiled in this veil of flesh. Father, it veils us, Father, from seeing you the way that you really are. But Father, with the eyes of faith, Father, anoint our eyes once again upon this night. And Father, reveal yourself continually unto us. And draw us unto yourself that you may walk in a harmony with you. And to those people tonight that desire to start this walk with
Hallelujah.
You. Father, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. by confessing their sins. Father, by calling upon the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I want to commit them into your hands, Lord.
Amen.
Father, let it be the start of a journey that you knew that they would walk from before the foundation of the
yes.
world. And Father, we that have been in this journey, Father, this narrow way for some time, Father, you just continue to lead us, Lord.
Please, Lord.
We just want to walk in the footsteps of Elohim.
Yes.
As the song says, sometimes the path gets... It gets difficult, Lord. Sometimes there's trials. Sometimes it's a rocky way. Sometimes the path isn't clear. Father, sometimes it's through the valley. Sometimes, Lord, it's through things we never anticipated. But Father, you know the way that we take. And Father, we just want to keep on walking in the bloody footprints. So Father, you have mercy upon us is our desire. Father, bless your people tonight as we go from this place. Bless Brother Brian. Thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
Father, your word is as a lamp unto our feet. And Father, we do thank you for it, Lord. How we long to continue to fellowship on your word, that we may be changed into that image of your word is our desire. May you bless him. May you bless the visitors that have been in our gates upon this night. Father, Father, we just desire them to feel welcome in your presence. For Father, this is the house of healing. Father, this is... Father, the house of all that we need.
Yes, Lord.
And may it always be so is our desire. Give us traveling mercies as we go. Bless each officer. Bless the musicians. Bless the song leader. Bless the interpreter. Father, bless each and every one,
amen.
We pray. As we commit ourselves to you, by your grace, to meet tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Saints, let's get a good rest tonight. And we do look forward to meeting you once again by the grace of God tomorrow morning. 10:30. Let's come with expectation to the house of God. No, there's nothing better than you put yourself within the veil. You get prayed up. You get yourself close to the Lord. And you get yourself in the house of the Lord. Come in good time. Spend the quiet time with the Lord. Get into the song worship. And friends, there's no doubt. God will always meet an expectant heart. We really do thank the Lord for his word tonight. Brother Brian, God bless you, Brian. And may the Lord bless you. Bless your sweet Lord.
I enter the holies of holies. I enter the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you holy. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy.
Your name is holy. Oh, your name is holy, God.
for your name.